Reedy.
You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy. Reedy, we had to make a decision. It's too popular, this segment, so we had to push it back a little.
Yeah.
So we could sort of keep the audience interested.
Top rating, I think, is the term, Dan.
I wouldn't say that, but people are interested.
Smashing it, apparently.
It's the reportedly the highest half hour of the week on Triple M.
Actually, our ratings were pretty good last week, weren't they?
Yes. So let's not be the station that boasts about
no,
that.
No, but
yes,
I was just saying that. So thanks for our listeners out there. I really thank you for listening to me. It's great.
It's a mail, Del.
Brent Reed, Chris Sando, what's going on there?
Look, Joey made reference to this earlier in the week, I think, Dan, about Warrington and Chris Sando, and it's my understanding he's pretty close to going to Warrington. He's been pushed in that direction, and obviously Parramatta won't stand in his way. It sounds like there's no money there for him because Parramatta have got some pretty significant salary cap issues. The Will Hoppawattie matter is still dragging on, and I'm hearing there might be more players to go yet out of Parramatta because they've got such major cap problems at the moment. So expect Chrissy Sando, I think, unless something dramatic happens. There's not a lot out here from the NRL. I mean, I spoke to Neil Henry, actually, after Trent Hodgkinson decided to go to Newcastle. Neil mentioned his name, but not with any commitment, I think. So, you know, I would think Gold Coast probably is the only option. I don't think that's going to happen for Chris Sando, so I think English football might be the answer for him.
Reedy, what sort of money would...
Warrington?
No. What sort of money would Will Hoppawattie be on, sorry?
Well, I think he got a pretty good offer, but I think it was over the 500s mark. But
that's
I think the issue is they've tried to cut that offer.
Yeah,
tried to reduce it on him. And
I mean, you got John
Folau.
You got John Folau there.
No, beyond what?
He signed contract.
Yeah.
You got John Folau there as well. So you might look. No disrespect to Hopper, but
he has not been value for money, has he?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to say. And it's certainly hard when you've been out of the game for 2 years and have to come back. Like, he was very different on that Mormon mission, and I know he was training on that, but I just lost a little bit of something, and even Origin, I was quite surprised that Laurie sort of went with him. What do you think, Deuce?
Yeah, look, he's had a tough transition back. I think his best position is probably fullback, though. So
I think he's a centre now, but
a centre fullback. Yeah. But I think but I don't think wing suited him in Origin.
No,
such a specialist position now, and I was surprised how well Dane Gagai went actually, because it was a tough ask to throw him out in a specialist position like that.
Especially after he made a boo-boo early.
It was a tough one because I was sitting there and he actually did the right thing against Brett Morris, the world's best swinger. Went up there, caught it, and as he came down, he just lost control at the end and could have went either way and he got the tough call. But what I'm proud of, the next big play from him was he put that shot on Aaron Woods off the kickoff. And that's what you need to do in Origin.
Also,
Shandor Earl, Dan. For Shandor Earl.
You've been following this story for two years.
We've been following it. It's almost 2 years. The 2 year anniversary of his provisional suspension.
No way.
He has been sent a revised infraction notice by the NRL and he's been sent a date for his hearing. And the hearing will be in early August if he accepts that date. So almost 2 years to the day after he got provisionally suspended by the NRL, he's about to have a hearing.
Why is it taking so long? I know you've explained this before, but...
He's been fighting it legally. Went to the AAT, the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, to fight it. That only got resolved, I think, late last year. So it's been held up by a lot of legal wrangling.
But someone go on holidays?
That was last month. The judge, Ian Callanan, went on holidays. To be fair to Ian, the legal fighting delayed it more than Ian's 1 month he had off in July. So he's back next month, and that's when the hearing will be, early August. So Sandor finally gets some closure on what's been a pretty...
But his career is done, isn't it?
Well, no, he's only 25, 26, isn't he?
His only hope is if he gets the... I mean, the proposal from Asada was a 4-year suspension, I think.
Oh, okay.
If he can get that cut in half to two years, he could potentially come back in September.
Okay, fair enough. You're right, he is a young bloke. Yeah. Now, Penrith have made an interesting signing.
Yeah, a young fella from the West Tigers named Tamari Martin. He was a junior Kiwis 5'8". Now, that's not so interesting in itself. The interesting part is the Penrith... a young Penrith 5'8 got named in the Australian schoolboy side today. His name's Nathan Cleary, Ivan Cleary's son.
Oh, okay.
So they've bought a 5'8, a young 5'8, and they've got a younger one there. The coach's kid.
Who's an Australian schoolboy.
So wasn't the schoolboys on down at Wollongong this week?
And that was his son, Nathan Cleary.
How funny is that? Didn't you used to hate playing footy teams where the coach's son was in there?
Yeah,
they'd always get their trophies every year. Yeah. That just sucked, didn't it?
And just quickly, another kid that Del knows quite well, Ashley Taylor, the junior Kangaroos. I think he was halfback, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He's at the moment tossing up between Manly and the Gold Coast. Manly have offered him more money. Gold Coast, his family's from Toowoomba. He's a young Indigenous kid, Del.
Yeah.
So he's tossing up between whether to obviously stay close to his family or take the money on offer at Manly. So a big decision for him.
Mate, he's a fantastic talent. I know in the junior Kangaroos when he played, I was really impressed with watching him in the 20s. They're going pretty well too, the Broncos. And I think the Broncos actually said, we don't want to stand in the way of young talent, obviously, because they've got Ben Hunt there. He's not overly old. And then and Anthony Milford. Mm. So well done to the Broncos, actually. They're going through a tough time at the moment with Paul White, the CEO.
Yeah. Saw that story today, Dale. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? It's to do with his. Is it a brain situation?
Yeah, it is. It is. And mate, you wouldn't meet a healthier. I mean, you just don't know with the brain stuff, you know. He's
a great fella too, isn't he, Dale? Fantastic bloke and a great administrator.
Well, I grew up in Serena. He was the captain of Mackay, but captain of Moranbah, and he was always like a tough. I think he's an ex-copper as well.
Yeah, and he's a guy who I think the NRL sort of had their eye on long term, that maybe he could end up in the NRL and wielding some influence down there. That's how highly he is thought of in the rugby league
community. Never heard a bad word about the fella. So we wish you all the best, Paul. Thank you, Reedy. News update coming up after this. Mail.